And we're visiting with the head coach of the Luxembourg Casco Spartans football team, and that's Neil Searing. And Coach, first off, congratulations with another big victory last week in the game of the Battle of the LCs as you guys came out on fire again and, again, beat a very good Little Chute team convincingly and pulling away with a 42-7 victory. You must have been proud on the way the boys responded.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. Yeah, I thought it was a quality win. I mean, I actually, you know, Little Chute's got a very good opponent. I do still feel like they're a very good team, and their defensive line was very big, and I probably the best we've seen all year and probably the biggest that we've seen so far. But I am proud of, again, our players and our coaches that came through. You know, I thought it was important that we came out fast and we kind of kept the throttle on and kept the pressure on, and we played, you know, kind of our style of football there. But, yeah, I think overall for our conference and to have a quality win like that with the LC Battle Trophy and just how our kids responded. We had some different kids step up. We had kids playing to different positions. And we're just trying to think of the long term here, too, with the next couple of weeks coming up with tough games. So I'm glad we got through that game with a victory, and it was a solid win for our program.
Yeah, I mean, the game started so quick. Ryan Ruthio with the big kickoff return, and then a couple plays later, you know, Isaac Vandenbush in the end zone with just less than a minute and a half into the game. And then the second quarter, you guys just kind of poured it on and found different ways with Owen Depries having a big game. But, you know, Ryan Ruthio really stepped up and had a huge games for you guys, not only on offense, but defense and special teams.
Yeah, Ryan really came out. I use him everywhere. He's a talented young man, and he, you know, the fumble return, interception, kickoff, he's really stepped up from his freshman sophomore years, and I've known him ever since teaching him in Fayette, third through sixth grade. He's always been athletic, but I think I'm very proud of his maturity and how he's grown as a leader on the field, and he's definitely more vocal. So I think he leads by example, and his body language is much better, and he's compassionate though too, and he gets fired up out there. But you just got to make sure you're emotional about football, but don't overreact to certain situations. And I think that's where he's improved the most. But yeah, he had a great game. And a lot of kids, you know, stepped up. You know, had some good plays too. And Evan Dorner and Isaac Vandenbush in the backfield, and our line has been doing outstanding. With Joy Javinka was out, so there's a couple guys standing up. Some little sophomores that have really grown up a little bit, and they're going to have to get a lot better the next couple of weeks. But overall, yeah, everyone had a very good game, and now we're trying to get one game better next week or tonight, improve upon our team effort.
Yeah, and you know, one thing you wanted to do was, again, kind of got off to a slower start in Wrightstown, but you guys, you know, really corrected those things and really played pretty crisp and error-free game for the most part. You must have been pleased just from that standpoint that the corrections you guys were able to make to adjust to a good, strong early start took place.
Yeah, I mentioned to you after the Wrightstown game, I mean, I was disappointed with, you know, some of the things that we did to ourselves, self-inflicted, and not playing, you know, our style of football. That was not the standard. We did have some penalties against Little Chute that were kind of personal foul or unsportsmanlike conduct. When I thought of some of the reasons, I wasn't as concerned. I don't like them, but I can handle a few things that happened on the field. I think their kids were doing things too, but so as the second person, I kind of gets caught. Mm-hmm. So we had to learn from that in bigger games, but I think four quarters of discipline is what I preached all week. And I think, you know, for the most part, they did a better job of being disciplined, not jumping off sides and not doing those little mistakes. So those things change a first and 10 to a first and 15, changes how the plays are called, changes how, you know, we have to, you know, figure out the next play. So it was helpful from a standpoint, and we play bigger teams, bigger games. We got to make sure we play our style of football to have a chance to win.
Yeah, speaking about preaching, again, you got this week with homecoming and all the distractions that come with it. How'd you address it with the kids early on during the week of practice, and how do you go into, again, tomorrow night's game, a homecoming game, you know, being ready to go and have the distractions behind them?
Yeah, it seems like every week in the last couple of years there's always been something going on, but I almost feel like this was a week to embrace homecoming, almost the opposite approach. I actually wanted them to be involved. They didn't have that chance last year. I know it's a big part of high school and to be involved. So I have actually been embracing it and having the kids do it. We had a little parade today through all the buildings and saw the kids and all full sports. So it was nice. It was neat. just to recognize these kids and have the younger kids, you know, see these high school kids. They look like, you know, giants walking through the hallways, which is kind of fun to watch. But, you know, we have Pink Out tonight, cross country tonight, you know, it's with my daughter. I'm going to watch her run and support them. You know, middle school football and cross country is going on, and soccer. There's a lot of stuff, homecoming court. We're trying to make sure practices are still good, but also give them a chance to get to these things. I actually think practices, we changed up a little bit how the routine works, and almost a self-scouting kind of idea. We looked at ourselves and what we can do better as coaches and players, and I think it's actually been a very good week of practice. So we'll see how that looks on Friday night, but I'm happy with where we're at, and we got to make sure we're good for the long haul here at the end of the season.
Yeah, and again, you know, Marinette, if you look on paper, of course, and coaches don't look at paper from that standpoint, but you guys, you know, should win just because Marinette's been winless to this point. But how do you keep the kids at kind of even keel and, you know, not getting too overconfident and still get what they need to get done on the field to get the victory for homecoming?
Well, I think, you know, I started on Monday. On a scale of 1 to 10, I said if I rated us based on what we actually see on film, I would say we're a 5. And that's being honest. And I wasn't, you know, it's not a bad thing, but we're from the outside, you know, things look really good. But, you know, when you look at some things, we got to fix some things and get better at the simple things if we want to make sure that we're there at the end of the year where we want to be. So yeah. I actually think the Marinette thing has not much to do with it as much as what we have to do to make it better. And if we want to beat teams like Freedom and Denmark, Kingsford, we have to get better each week. And I think this week is a great week to see where we're at. Marinette's got a big team. I mean, they have big boys. They run a single wing. It's different, so you have to kind of plan for that. There's a lot of pride in Marinette. I've been on very good teams here in the past, and I told our team this week that was the same situation. And all of a sudden we go up there, and it's 50-28 or something. I mean, it shouldn't have been close, but they play with a lot of pride, and they have a lot of you know, good kids up there that want to work hard. So we're going to have to make sure we play our game and not, you know, make it a close game. And Marinette's good at doing that. It's a good team. So we're going to have our work cut out for us. But if we start fast and play our game, you know, I'm confident we can come up with a victory.
Very good, Coach. Well, you guys are playoff eligible, so you can check one thing off as far as probably some of the goals you have set. But I'm sure you guys have many more goals set between now and the end of the season.
Thanks. I didn't even know that, but thanks for letting me know.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah. Well,
thank you, sir.
Yep, thank you, Neil, and again, best of luck, and we'll join up with you in the post-game show.
Thanks again.
All right, that's Coach Neil Searing, the Luxembourg Council Spartans. You've been listening to a podcast on New Radio Sports Network.